2CC Richard Pernow Podcast.
Luke Smith, financial planner at Envision Financial. How are you?
Mate, very well,
Last one of the year.
Last one of the year it is. It's just flown by.
It's just so silly.
It is.
Luke, through the course of the year, one of the things that's come into my mind over and over and over again is that how we don't seem to know where our money is, whether it's superannuation, how much we've got, what's going on in our financial state until it comes to crunch time. Have you found that too?
Yeah, look, I have. I think one of the biggest things we've had in relation to feedback this year is, and I've said this on the show many a times, there's nothing more frustrating for me for when people say, I wish someone had said that to me 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I think people are becoming exposed to more and more information. They're becoming aware of more and more fees, charges and expenses, and obviously with the market coming off of late, obviously understanding the value for what you've got and what you're getting and what you have, people are really starting to look into things, which is good because it allows them to prevent ongoing losses because they just haven't taken any action. So I think a lot of people are trying to get a handle on what they have, where it is, what am I paying for, are things spread around. And I guess the whole point of this show is really to try and point out to people, look, take things in isolation and chunk things into different sections. You don't have to take everything on in 1 week, but if you started to have a look at your home loan rates, you started to have a look at where you banked, you started to look at the cost of your super fund, the cost of different things, and where your money's going, people can start to close the loop on having a more informed approach to value for money and where they want to actually get to. Because for me, where you get to is important, but the journey is just as important as the destination.
Yeah, and also super. We talked about super right throughout the year, didn't we?
Correct.
We just kind of go to work, the super goes somewhere, and we really don't follow it up until we get a statement once a year from the super fund.
Exactly right. It's something that people need to start to become proactively informed about.
Yeah.
You don't need to necessarily jump out and make wholesale changes, but actually show some interest. There's nothing better when someone comes in and I say, okay, well, where are you at? And they go, bang, 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 here's all my stuff.
Yeah.
Fantastic. It makes it a lot easier for me and people that we bring into the fold to try and help people get a better outcome for each individual case and situation so that they can actually leave and be in a better position.
Fees and charges. I mean, they're overlooked, aren't they,
all
the time?
Exactly, and we've spoken on many, many occasions about understanding what you're paying for. You know, not looking is actually really, really silly because you could actually be paying a lot more than you think just because you stick your head in the sand and say, oh, it'll be okay. Not all super funds are the same. Not all costs are the same. And super funds like cars don't all have the same features. So if you want a reversing camera, have a car that allows you to have one.
Yeah, and that's it too. And not only that, you know, when you get your super and it goes into your account, can you manipulate it around? Can I best use the super?
Exactly right. I think we're finding more and more, and I think it's a great thing because with knowledge and information, people can start to have a greater skill set and be able to look at their own situation. And as a quasi-educator in a way, I guess, we have a responsibility in my industry to try and give people the tools that they need to be able to evaluate 1, 2, 3, 4 different funds and be able to actually understand what are my choices, what are my flexibilities.
Yeah.
And I use the car analogy a lot because people get it. Have I got the right car for what I need? And I've often said on many shows, you don't need a Ferrari to deliver bread. You know, and super funds and home loans, and you know, we touched on this through our borrowing series the last 4 or 5 shows. Understand what you're paying for. Review your rates, review your costs.
Are you getting value for your money?
And get it checked, because if you don't check something and you just let it slide and 5 years from now you find out you were paying 1% extra on a $500,000 mortgage, you've voluntarily just said goodbye to some very good money that you could have used for other strategies.
So, and that's it too. Luke Smith, it's not a matter of living in a closet and scared stiff about your money either, is it? You want to live life, don't you?
No, well, you know, it really is something that people need to be to have knowledge and have an understanding and have an interest. These are your greatest assets. One of the biggest financial decisions most people make is to buy a house. So servicing a mortgage is one of the biggest imposts on cash flow your entire working life. So understand what you're paying for.
Yeah.
Superannuation is one of the greatest assets that you build over time through working and saving. Have some interest in it. Because it, in a way, is just as important as the weekly budget. And we've touched on looking at ways to try and make sure that you're making the most of your money. And I guess if this year we've given people some tools and some exposures to some terminology and some things that they can actually look into for themselves, that's great.
Yeah, it is good too. Okay, you know, we're getting to 2019.
Yep.
Okay, where do we start?
Well, look, I think if I was out there listening to the show, I'd be starting the year full of enthusiasm, as we do with most New Year's resolutions, and say, okay, what are we trying to achieve? Because talking product and strategies is great, but if it doesn't get you to where you want to go, there's no point worrying about it. Yeah. So start with why. What am I trying to achieve this year? And what are my key outcomes? Then I think people should start to think about, what have I got to work with? What are my resources? Now, a resource could be your occupation, resource could be time, resource could be interests, resource could be education. Do something that's going to help you try and accelerate where you want to get to, yeah, or work with what you have so that you can maximize your opportunities. I think the next thing people could do is have a plan. Plan how they're going to approach the year. I think if you try and take all of 2019 in the first month, you'd melt your brain.
Yeah.
So try and chunk it up into different events. Maybe say, okay, let's have a budgeting goal for the next 3 months, for the first quarter. And if you hit that budgeting goal, then reward yourself. Go out and have dinner, buy yourself something, have a trip, take your partner somewhere, buy the kids something, recognize that you've worked hard to try and achieve it and make the most of it, and then reset. And then have maybe a goal over 6 months. 2 weeks, 4 weeks. Yeah. Break it down into whatever you can manage with what you can control.
It's like eating an elephant, a bite at a time.
Bite at a time. You've taken the words out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Because I think if you try and wrap a whole year up into the first few months, can become disheartening, and it can become
a point of frustration. It's like a diet.
Look, exactly right. If you don't drop 4 kilos a week because your expectations may not be realistic, doesn't mean that the diet doesn't work. Yeah. And budgeting, as we've touched on in other shows, is exactly like that. Check it, play with it, review it, implement it. Check it, play with it, review it, implement it. As my dad says, keep the ball moving, keep it out of tackling range, see the ball, see the goal. If you can do those three things as a footballer, there's a very, very good chance you will be very, very good.
And reward yourself with a treat at the end of the
day. Exactly right. Make something of it. If you're going to go through some pain to get somewhere, reward yourself. Don't quit halfway and suffer for nothing. I think the next thing people can do is actually have a list. Try and work on maybe your top three. What are the most important things that tie in with your why? And then try and itemize them and say, okay, if I can achieve A, B, and C over this period of time, that will be great. It could be a short-term goal, could be a medium-term goal, could be a long-term goal. But having a list to try and focus your attention is important because it helps you stay on track, it helps you stay engaged, and it ties back into the broader why of, I'm going to suffer this year. And I use those terms lightly, but if I have to change budgeting and I have to save a bit and maybe do a few less things, people generally say to me, that's a form of suffering. And in a way it is, but everything we do is give and take. If we do a little bit more now, we can do a little bit less later.
Yeah, that's the way it is. Luke Smith, financial planner at Envision Financial. Where does our attention get to be focused to take action? What's the get-go? What's the first square?
If I was rolling into 2019 and trying to decide where I would look to try and have some savings. One, I'd review your fees and charges, and that includes your loans and your interest rates where you bank. If you can save yourself 0.5%, 1% on a home loan, that could be tens of thousands of dollars of interest savings over the next 12 months, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. I'd also be trying to understand what you're paying for and consider the value that you get. So from a budgeting perspective, we've talked about looking at your outgoings. Mm. If I've got Netflix, do I need Stan? What do we use? What are we paying for?
Disney. Yep.
And are we actually using the things that we're paying for? Because direct debits are great, but direct debits are dangerous because they just occur and they roll through each month and we may or may not actually be using what we're paying for. So have a look at your expenses and get a handle on your budget. I guess that's a real budgeting focus. Next, I'll be reviewing the cost of superannuation and looking at people's risk profiles. So in times of turmoil or times of weakness like we're seeing at the moment, the panic button can be pushed without thinking about the longer term view. So
can I jump in there? What about your fees and charges on super?
Well, exactly what I'm talking
about.
What
happens if you don't like them?
Well, you can get a review of it and look for other options.
Ring them up.
Yeah, look, get an understanding of what you're paying,
yeah,
and then go to the open market, as I've said regularly. Come in, have a health check. It costs nothing. We can have a look at some stuff for you and tell you whether you're on track, out of whack with what's fair and reasonable, and point you in the right direction if that's what you want. So Barb makes a great cup of coffee. Come in and have a chat. It doesn't cost anything to come and just have a general health check and say, look, this is where I'm at.
All of that stuff just disappears in the cloud, doesn't it? We don't even think about fees
and
charges.
Interest rates. Understanding the fees and charges in a super fund is difficult because some are clear, some are not so clear. You've got internal cost ratios, you've got management expense ratios, admin fees, and Lord knows what else. So if you're not sure about what you're paying, come in, sit down, have a chat, and find out if you're paying two or three times over. Generally speaking, most super funds, 0.5 to 1% in admin and investment costs.
Yeah.
If you're with some of the larger, older institutions, shall we say, that have come under some pressure in the Royal Commission, you could be paying 1.5%, 2%. If you are, then you're burning good money for very little reason. Next thing I'd say is try and understand how you can maximise your tax deductions. So have a word to your accountant or come in and have a chat about what is deductible and how can I try and offset some taxable income and get something for my money again to represent some value. A good example of that is income protection. Everybody has a mortgage. Everybody has ongoing costs, food, living expenses. People have children, school fees that come in and charge us again regularly without asking whether we're actually working at the moment. And if someone for some reason removes your ability to work, why not protect your income but also get 100% of that cost generally as a tax deduction? So you're getting something for your money, because at the end of the day, we're going to pay tax and we get very little for it in the nicest way possible. So why not look to try and maximise your deductions? I think they're the big ticket items of the first ports of call that I would be going to try and understand where my money's going and are there some significant savings.
Okay, and the three things, just to chop it down to three things.
So, three things. Health check. Understand what's going on and don't always do what you've always done.
Yeah.
Set some goals and take control of what you're doing. So have a plan and try and have some short-term, medium-term and long-term goals. And then three, I'd take a focus on learning and education. We've got a knowledge centre that I'm more than happy to give people free access to. They can just contact the office. That has a huge library that we've built up over the years of all of the technical jargon, some budgeting calculators, loan calculators, explanations, animated videos, cartoons, and a whole library of financial terminology that you can actually get through in English and try and take the complexity out of it and understand where you could actually do something.
That's right. That's right.
They'd be my top three. Have a health check. Make sure you're not paying overs. Set some goals and learn and educate yourself over the next 12 months.
Yeah, and the acronym of the week, well, it's not really an acronym.
The acronym of the week really is Merry Christmas. I think it's the time of year where people should be with their families, spend some time with some loved ones, spend wisely, and make sure that in 2019 that, you know, you take some action to improve yourself.
And if you want an appointment, as Luke Smith, financial planner at Envision Financial, says, doesn't cost anything, a cup of coffee on the waiting to 6260-4749.
Yeah, look, it's one of those things that I have a network of people that we use.
You must have. You must have built up some pretty good contacts.
I think, you know, we can't provide the service or the third-party service to our clients without the likes of your Trilogy Fundings, your mortgage options, the lads at RSM, Hardwick's Accounting, Financial Services Partners. Big shout out to Bernard Peel. He's a really important part of our operation. So it's a case of using the people that I have for you at no cost, because if I can't plug a hole, we can send you to a lawyer, we can send you to a mortgage broker, we can find you an accountant. That's just part of our role of putting a net around making sure that you're moving forwards.
Yeah.
There's no association or remuneration for me. It's more from a best interest perspective and from a service perspective. Let me use the tools I have to help you, and whatever someone else charges you to do some work, then that's great.
Yeah.
But if I can get you a will, if I can get you an enduring power of attorney, we can get you a sharper mortgage rate, we can find an accountant that'll maximise your deductions. If I can plug that hole for you, I look at that as part of my role of putting a net around moving you to a better position. And without those sorts of associations, I'd be lost in a way.
Yeah.
So, you know, I value what they do for us as part of our broader service offering. So.
And it's never too late to get those financial ducks in a row, is it?
No, look, I think the worst mistake you can make is leave it too late.
Yeah.
And as I said, most weeks, if someone comes into the office and we explain a few things over a coffee and the comment is made, oh, I wish someone had said that to me 5 years ago, it sort of kills me a little bit, because there's good money that you've lost for no reason, or an opportunity that you've missed out on, or something you've paid too much for, that if you compound over 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, starts to get really expensive.
Yeah.
As I say, last week or week before, we had a scenario where I threw some work out to one of the guys and said, look, just restructure these mortgages for me. There was a $14,000 change in his outgoings.
Ooh.
Now, you compound that over the next 10 years.
Yeah, that's right.
There's $140,000. That's a year's wages for some people. So, not knowing, I guess, if you're sitting at home and you're thinking, well, what should I do in 2019? Just look under the hood, and don't be that person. Don't be the person that goes, oh, I wish someone had said that to me 5 years ago, because it could have cost you a lot.
Yeah.
Now, as I said, Barb makes good coffee.
If you're going to make a New Year's resolution, get those ducks in a line.
Yeah, and look, I think the other thing is we sort of signed the week off. I was just with a good mate of mine, and I'd just like to thank Mrs. Coots if she's listening. I was with her son this afternoon, and I said, look, I've got to pop out and do the radio show. And he said, look, my mum will be listening. So, look, big shout out to Mrs. Coots. Hope you have a wonderful Christmas, and get everybody over, and hopefully the veggies that your son makes gets everybody over the line.
Wow, there it is. Luke Smith, financial planner at Envision Financial. You can see them at 4452 Townsend Street, down the end, upstairs. And you can make a booking. Doesn't cost anything. So if 2018's been a bit shabby in regard to your financial outlook, then make 2019 a better year. 6260 4749.
We'll see you next year.
See you next year. Happy New Christmas.